This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In the Kashmir Valley, five terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Frezel Chennagam area in the Motirgam district had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. Inspector General of Police, Kashmir Zone, V.K. Birdi, confirmed to Akashvani News that four terrorists were neutralized in Frezel Chennagam area, whereas one terrorist was gunned down by security forces at Motirgam hamlet in Kulgam district. Two security personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Motirgam and Frezel Chennagam, continues for the second day today to wipe out any terrorists hiding in the areas. In Odisha, the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan is being held today in the holy town of Puri. The Grand Trunk Road of Puri, where the three chariots of the Lords will be ruled, has become a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived at Puri to join the annual festival. Lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots scheduled at 5 this evening and have a holy darshan of the Lords. The chariots are positioned in front of the Lion's Gate of the Sri Jagannath Temple and are ready to be taken to the Sri Gundija Temple, where they will remain for a week. Meanwhile, the Odisha government has made all arrangements to ensure the festival proceeds smoothly. A crowd of about 10 to 15 lakh is expected at the festival venue. A two-day public holiday has been declared in Odisha by the state government for the Rath Yatra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Australia from today. I beg your pardon, from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has labelled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till the 12th of August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The extended executive meeting of the Delhi BJP is underway at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. In his address at the inaugural session of the meeting, Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said, "The blessings of the people to the BJP for winning all seven Lok Sabha seats in the national capital is a response to the alleged corruption of the Arvind Kejriwal-led government." He said during the election in Delhi, there was an alliance of two parties who fought together for their own interests and hence their defeat matters. Mr. Sachdeva added that the people have shown that they are with the truth and not with the corrupt. The ongoing Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand will remain suspended today due to a heavy rain alert issued by the IMD. Garhwal Divisional Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey issued an order in this regard late yesterday. He urged the pilgrims en route to the temples to avoid proceeding further and stay where they are. Mr. Pandey appealed to the pilgrims not to travel beyond Rishikesh in view of the Weather Department's heavy rain forecast and landslides. In men's cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in the second of the five-match T20 series in Harare, Zimbabwe this evening. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. IST. And in women's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the second T20 at Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.